Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will talk Humboldt Wildcats softball and baseball with head softball coach Katie Schulke and head baseball coach Jason Thurm. Our first guest is softball head coach Katie Schulke. The Humboldt Wildcats softball team started the week off with two games against St. Edmund Fort Dodge, one of them actually a resumption of play from the road game against the Gales from May 25th. The Wildcats fell in both games, and after an off day on Tuesday, were back in action on Wednesday with a conference game against the Webster City Lynx. The Wildcats would fall to the Lynx 13-6 to extend their skid to three games, but the week would end on a high note as the Wildcats would get back to their winning ways as they defeated the Forest City Indians on Thursday 10-0. The Wildcats are going into today's game with an overall record of 9-4, and 4-4 in the North Central Conference, which currently has the Cats sitting in a tie with Algona for third place in the conference standings. Schulke, after the win against the Indians and on her team's play so far.
We came out, our bats were really hot right out of the gate. The girls mentally were together. We've been doing some exercises together to prepare for games to jump right out in the first inning, and we did that. Our defense was solid. We actually pitched Abby Armitage, eighth grader, and she did phenomenal. The defense, no errors. In Forest City, you know, they're not a bad ball club. Their pitcher was decent, but we didn't wait, and we jumped on her, and it worked out for us, so I'm proud of them.
To get back on the winning track, you guys had a few losses this week. Just talk about how important that is, obviously, going into next week here and with the tournament here on Saturday.
We played a couple tough ball teams. We had some difficult things to overcome with Reagan's injury, and then we struggle with pitching. Not so much the pitchers that we have, just the depth of the pitching, so we need to really wrap our heads around the fact that we have solid defense and solid offense, and we need to rely on our pitchers to take care of their job, and then the pitchers need to focus on trusting the defense behind them. So even with losses, you know, we can bounce back, and mentally we have worked really hard on overcoming that adversity. And so even with the loss of St. Ed's and the loss of Webster City, it's nice to come back and battle Forest City and 10 run them going into the weekend. We're going to face some pretty tough teams in Iowa City and Des Moines, playing in Waukee, of course. So we'll see a lot of good teams playing, and then we'll play a couple good teams. But for our confidence overall, we really needed that win. And just to prove to the girls that this isn't last year. We are a good ball team regardless of the depth in our pitching, and the pitchers that we have can handle the games, and they've been doing that. So overall, I'm proud of them. They're working really hard to overcome things that have happened, and I think it's just a confidence builder to, you know, just to remind them that we're a solid ball club and we play like it. So it's good.
And then going back to what you talked about with Abby Armitage, an eighth grader, incoming freshman, pitching really well, a one hitter here against a non-conference team in Forest City. That's got to be really encouraging to be able to see the youth on the team being able to contribute like that.
Absolutely. You know, Abby, she's just a solid all-around utility player for us. She is a really good glove in the infield. She can catch balls in the outfield. She wants to catch. She's willing to pitch for our team. I'm really proud of her. Yesterday, I messaged her and said, you know, the goal today is seven innings. And she said, challenge accepted. She's young. She prepares herself mentally, physically. She trains all year round. She works really hard. And that's like with all of our eighth graders, you know, they're really stepping up. We need them to step up, and they're young, and we have to remember that. But overall, they are physically, mentally capable of playing, and especially Abby last night. She showed up. She threw strikes. She did her job. The defense held up for her behind her, and I'm really proud of her. She challenged herself. She accepted the challenge, and she pitched really, really well for us. Again, I can't say how proud I am of the young girls in the team, all the way up to the seniors on the team. That's what good ball teams are about. You know, if they're willing to step up when others aren't maybe feeling the best or playing the best. And again, that's what makes good ball clubs all the way through the season, not just halfway.
To see the offense click as they did, putting up 10 runs after a few days where it had been tough going for the offense. How encouraging is that going into this weekend and for the rest of the season, being able to see that they did bounce back offensively as well?
You know, I think it proved more to them than anything else that even on off days, even on losses, we can bounce back and we can hit the ball hard. Alexis Hansen, our starting, you know, senior, she's an excellent hitter, but she mentally down on herself for a couple games and it showed. Now she hit the ball really well, really hard. And so even her ability to bounce back and accept challenges, it's like they flipped the switch. And so I think going into the weekend, they just needed the reassurance that, you know, we're going to have off games, but that doesn't mean we can't hit the ball hard the next game. So it was encouraging for them. It was encouraging for me and the coaching staff. And so overall, I'm really excited heading into the weekend. We get to see some teams that we haven't seen and we probably won't see again. So we really don't know what to expect, but we rely on the consistency of our bats. And I think that will bring home some more wins for us. So that's all we can ask for.
What is next for this team with this weekend tournament? What are you looking to see out of this team playing that competition?
We show up. You know, I've said it all season long that we need to show up in the first inning. And then when we don't show up in the first inning, we put ourselves behind the eight ball and then we're digging ourselves out of a hole. If we jump in the first inning, we can get up on teams, and it doesn't matter if we have an error out in the field. It doesn't matter if our pitching isn't 100%. When we jump out on teams, it gives us that cushion, and it's a lot easier playing games for seven innings rather than digging yourselves out of holes. So, you know, as we start seeing teams through the conference that we've already beat or maybe got beat by, it's just, again, that confidence builder that we need to jump out on the first inning and then take it from there.
Well, thank you, Coach, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That was head coach Katie Schulke of the Humble Wildcats softball team. Our next guest is baseball head coach Jason Thurm. The Humble Wildcats baseball team entered play this week at 10-2 overall as they started the week off with two games against St. Edmund Fort Dodge. And like the softball team, one of the games was a resumption of play from the road game against the Gales back on May 25th. The Wildcats won both games against the Gales, scoring 32 combined runs. The Wildcats were off Tuesday and were on the road Wednesday against the Webster City Lynx, who are neck and neck with the Wildcats atop the North Central Conference standings. The Cats would fall to the Lynx 4-0 and would play one more game to finish off the week on Thursday, traveling to Spirit Lake to take on the Indians. The Wildcats trailed 6-3 going into the bottom of the sixth inning before the game became unraveled and the Cats allowed seven Indians to score to give Spirit Lake a 10-run victory over the Cats at 13-3. Entering play next week, the Wildcats have an overall record of 12-4 and 8-2 in the North Central Conference, which currently places the Cats in second place in the conference standings, trailing only the Webster City Lynx by two games. Thurm, after the game, on his team's performance the past week of games and looking ahead.
Just they got away from us. We got to be better than that. Just things aren't always going to go your way, and you just got to be tough enough to work through it. And the sixth inning was, just struggle there for us. And you know that's not us, and that's not who we are. But we'll bounce back from it. But just it's a good learning experience for us. And just got to be locked in. You got to do things the right way. It doesn't matter what the score is, and we let it get away from us, and we got 10 runs.
Now you look at Hayden Holm coming out of the bullpen, though. He looked really good there for a while to be able to see that coming out of the bullpen, him being that dominant.
Well, we expect that out of him. He's a senior, and he's been here for a while, and he's done that before. And he threw the ball real well for us, and, you know, it's his second time throwing this week. And, you know, he just got to work through it that last inning with it. But he gave us a spark, I thought, coming out of the pen. And, you know, we were in a pretty tight jam there. And he was able to get out of it with only allowing one of the inherited runners to score, and he was pretty tough for a couple of innings there, but we got to do a better job backing him up there in the sixth inning.
Christian Lee comes in up big with a double. He looked like he was hitting the ball pretty well there. He got under one and then was able to drive that one for a double there, but good to see the catcher offensively get going there.
Yeah, Christian's put together some really good at-bats for us. He just seems to find a way to get on base, and it was good to see him do some damage there with bat, and he's got a good stick with it, and you know he was able to square that one up. If we can get that out of him too with the on base stuff, that'd be an added bonus. But yeah, he works hard at it, and it's good to see him have some success with that.
So you guys have fallen to Webster City, you've fallen here. You guys have won 12 in a row. What are you thinking so far with the team now? You guys have run a little bit of a rough patch the last couple of games. I mean, they've been close up until this last inning in this one. But are you?
Yeah, I think there's just a little fatigue with things right now. We had that five-game week last week, and, you know, you start getting into that summer grind with it, and the temperatures warm up a little bit, and that's all excuse stuff with it. But I think there is a little bit of fatigue there, and this is just something that during the course of a baseball season that you have to be able to fight through. And it's a challenge mentally to get through the grind with it, but, you know, it's a case where it's just, you know, just – you know, it takes a couple things going your way, and you can get turned around in a hurry. Like you said, we had won 12 in a row, and we were playing pretty good baseball, and we can get back there with it. It's just something that we got to work through right now.
So you guys are going to be off this weekend, and then you're going back into, I believe, Clarion Goldfield Downs is who you have next. So are you going to have the guys here just kind of rest up, get ready for that next week?
Yeah, we definitely need to get some rest and just get recharged with it, and we hope the weekend will take care of that. And we got another big week ahead of us heading to Clarion, and then Esterville, one of the better teams in this part of the state, and then we got Algona and wrapping things up with Hampton. So we'll have our hands full, but just, you know, we got to come ready to play on Monday night.
Well, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Matt.
That was head coach Jason Thurm of the Humble Wildcats baseball team. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.